ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹாம். அவிரோத அத்யாயா ஸ்மிருத்யதிகரணம் ஸ்மிருத்யனவகாச தோஷ பிரசங்க இதி சேத் ந அந்நஸ்மிருத்யனவகாசதோஷப்ரசங்காத் இதரேஷாம் ச அனுபலப்தேஹ யோக ப்ரத்யுக்த்யதிகரணம் ஏதேன யோகஹ ப்ரத்யுக்தஹ விலக்ஷணத்வாதிகரணம் ந விலக்ஷணத்வாதஸ்ய ததாத்வம் ச சப்தாத் அபிமானி யபதேஷஸ்து விசேஷ அனுகதிப்யாம் ப்ருஷ்யதேதும் அஸதி சேத் ந ப்ரதிதேஷம் பிரதிஷேத மாத்திரத்வாத் அபீதௌ தத்வத் பிரசங்காத் அசமஞ்சசம் நது திருஷ்டாந்த பாவாத் ஸ்வபக்ஷதோஷாச்ச தர்க்கா பிரதிஷ்டானாத் அப்யன்யதா அனுமேப்யமிதி இதி சேத் ஏவமபி அனிர்மோக்ஷ பிரசங்கஹ சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹாதிகரணம் ஏதேன சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹ அபி வியாக்யாதாஹ போக்த்ராபத்யதிகரணம் போக்த்ராபத்தேஹ அவிபாகச்சேத் சால்லோகவத் ஆரம்பணாதிகரணம் ததனன்யத்வம் ஆரம்பணசப்தாதிப்யஹ. We are the second chapter, first section, 14th Sutra, 148th running Brahma Sutra. ததனன்யத்வம் ஆரம்பணசப்தாதிப்யஹ. Non-difference, that is non-difference of cause and effect, that is what is shown here. And now we will see the general analysis of this sutra. Ananda, K.S. Ramakrishnan, please mute your phones. Dwaraka also, I guess. I see several phones are not muted. Devices, please mute. It is a very important adhikaranam called Arambhana adhikaranam. And this is a very significant adhikaranam because it answers pratyaksha virodha doshaha posed by the Sankhya and Vaisheshika philosophers that we saw last week. So the Purvapakshi, he has pratyaksha pramanam which goes against Advaitic teaching, and this is the Purvapaksha that comes to even the non-professionals. Because Veda is seen everywhere. It's not any new thing. When plurality is so rampant in the entire world, Pratyaksha Pramana is supposed to be the eldest, most important Pramana. As any other Pramana, all other Pramanas, they all depend on Pratyaksha only. Anumanam, Upamanam, Arthapatti, Anupalabdhi, all those Pramanas. Even Veda, to function, you should have Pratyaksha Pramana. So in the absence of Pratyaksha Pramana, nothing can be proved. So they ask, the Purvapakshis ask the question, how do you get the courage that you can negate even Pratyaksha also? So what is the parihara for this? That is what we are going to see in brief now. And this is the main topic in Brahma Sutra. When we talk about Chetana Karana Vada, that is a sentient cause, one should have understanding of this term, this particular term. One should have the understanding of that thing. And that is, Achetana Jagat is Karyam. The insentient Jagat is Karyam. Between Chetanam Brahman and Achetanam Jagat, there is a Karana Karya Sambandha, cause and effect Sambandha relationship. That's what the scripture says. And when we go deep into the scriptures, then we find we are not very serious about Karana Karya Sambandha at all, Vedanta. It is only taken as an intermediary stage, and it is temporary stand that is taken by the Vedanta. And why are we not serious about it for this particular Karana Karya Sambandha? That is due to the fact Brahman cannot be Karanam, really speaking, because Karanam should undergo modification, should undergo change to evolve into the world. So on an analysis, we find out that Brahman cannot be Karanam at all. To be Karanam, Karanam is cause. To be Karanam, one should be subject to modification and subject to time and all that thing. And since Brahman is beyond time and modification, Nirvikara, Brahman cannot be Karanam at all. It is pointed out in the Upanishad also. It is neither Karanam nor Karya. And all the Vedic statements, Shruti statements, they directly point out that Brahman cannot be Karanam. And we cannot establish world. World also as Karyam. When we try to prove world as Karyam, the effect, we miserably fail also to do that. That is why we have Sat Karyavada and Asat Karyavada. I already explained all that. Mandukya Upanishad discusses this in detail. Therefore, world can never be proved to be a Karyam. If world is not Karyam, then Brahman cannot be Karanam also. Then how can there be Karana, Karya, Sambandha, cause and effect Sambandha between Brahman and world is the question. And when this is so, why should Upanishad talk about the world being the product of Brahman at all? For that, what is our answer? We talk about Karana Karya Sambandha, but we say the meaning is different. We talk about cause and effect relationship, correct? But the meaning is different. For example, when we say the man is a lion, I have already given this example many times. We should not take the word lion literally, and we should take it as the man is like a lion in bravery. And this is called Gauna Prayogaha. You are now referring to the guna, the attribute of braveness. So here Brahman is as though Karanam. It is not real Karanam. It is as though Karanam, and world is also as though Karya. And what is the common feature between Brahman and any Karyam, any effect? We find Karanam alone is substantial. And this belongs to Karanam alone. Substantiality belongs to Karanam only. And when we say Brahman is Karanam, it means Brahman is the substance of creation. World is Karya means it is not a substance and it is only a name and form. Name and form do not have substantiality of their own at all. Karanam is substantial and Karyam is not substantial. Similarly, Brahman is the substance of the world, creation, that is. And world is not. The second point is, since Karanam is substantial and Karyam is non-substantial, the Karyam effect cannot exist independently. And it depends upon Karanam for its existence. Karanam can exist independently. So whatever can independently exist is called Satyam. And whatever cannot exist independently is called Mithya. So we conclude Brahman is Satyam and Jagat is Mithya. And this is the idea we derive from Karana Karya Sambandha. This is what we derive. And once we arrive at this, we forget about Karana Karya Sambandha at all. We don't need to use it anymore. Since we have to forget all other features, do not ask how Mithya Prapancha came to existence at all. It is irrelevant. We say Brahman and Mithya Prapancha are ever there from beginning. Satyam Brahman is Anadi. Mithya Prapancha is also Anadi. And one is Satyam, another is Mithya. And do not think that the Mithya Prapancha came from Satyam Brahman at all. And this is amply supported by the Shruti, Veda. Mithya Prapancha will be eternally there, either in manifest form or unmanifest form. This never comes from Brahman at all. Vyasacharya supports this with a quotation from the Shruti itself. He has got a Chandogya Upanishad 6.1, 6th chapter, 1st section. And where 3 examples are given. One is the example of a clay. Another one is of gold and another is iron. Here gold, iron and clay, they are termed as Satyam. Yata somya ekena mritprindena sarvam மிருண்மயம் விஜாதகம் சாத் வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாம தேயம் மிருத்திகேத்யேவ சத்யம் யதா சோம்ய ஏகேன லோகமணினா சர்வம் லோகமயம் விஜாதகம் சாத் வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாம தேயம் லோகி லோகமித்யேவ சத்யம் யதா சோம்ய ஏகேன நக விக்ரந்தனேன சர்வம் காஷ்ணாயசம் விஜாதகம் சாத் விஜாதகம் சாத் வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாம தேயம் கிருஷ்ணாயசம் இத்யேவ சத்யம். ஆல் ப்ராடக்ட்ஸ் லைக் பாட் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் அயன் ப்ராடக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரஹா நாம தேயம் விச் மீன்ஸ் தே ஆர் காரியம் அண்ட் உபனிஷத் சேஸ் விகாரஹா நாம தேயம். எ ப்ராடக்ட் இஸ் பட் எ மியர் நேம், எ வெர்பல் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஒன்லி. அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் த நேம்? நேம் இஸ் யுவர் டங் இனிஷியேட்ஸ் எனி ப்ராடக்ட். It exists only in your tongue and it does not exist outside. It does not have substantial existence at all. And its existence is confined to name and form only, of course function also. Therefore, the karyam, the products are called mithya. So what do we conclude now? Satya mithya sambandha between world and Brahman is conveyed through this particular quotation from Chandogya. There is no other significance of karyam and karana. All the shruti statements convey the same idea. Brahma satyam, jagan mithya. And there is Brahman alone all over. And the world is but only name and form. And how do you explain then bhoktru bhogya sambandha? Right? We say that there is only one adhishtanam Brahman. That's Brahman is the only support. And it is on this adhishtanam Brahman, bhoktru and bhogya rest for their survival also. It is finally confirmed that bhokta as also bhogyam rest on Brahman only as their adhishtana. So with this background, now let us go to the word analysis. Tad ananyatvam. Tad ananyatvam is in the sutra. It's non-different from Brahman. Tad ananyatvam means ananyatvam, not different from Brahman. Tad prapanchasya is understood. And arambana shabdadibhyaha. Arambana shabdadibhyaha means from statements like vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam of Chandogya 6.1. And so this is the running meaning. And let us see the word significance that is most important to us. Tad ananyatvam is a compound word of tat and ananyatva. Tat means satyam Brahman and ananyatva means non-difference. It is not difference. Anyaha, ananyaha. And we supply karya prapanchasya of the world. So from Brahman or non-different from Brahman is tat ananyatva. Here we mean satyam mithya sambandha is what is implied by tat ananyatva. So tad ananyatvam alone brings the truth of satyam mithya sambandha in this particular sutra. And avagamyate, we have to supply this, means understood. Satyam mithya sambandha is not explicitly stated in this sutra, but we should understand in the context of the sutra. And what is implied in the Upanishad is, they have not invented satyam mithyatvam, but it is already there. Arambana Shabda indicates the entire statement. Since it is a sutra, Vyasacharya does not want to quote the entire sentence because we know the definition of a sutra should be all brief and all that thing. So word arambanam indicates the whole sentence. Shabdam, Shabdadibhyaha means the other similar sentences, Shabda and all other things. For example, from Kathopanishad, Neha Nanasti Kinjana is another quotation from Shruti, which is quoted by Shankaracharya also. Neha Nanasti Kinjana. Even though plurality is not there, and their existence should not be counted also. Existence should not be counted because they are all mithya. If world is not counted, that means what? World must be mithya. And there is another beautiful quotation from Kaivalya Upanishad Acharya quotes. Na bhoomi rapo na cha vannirasti na cha nilom mesti na chambaram cha ఏవం విదిత్వా పరమాత్మ రూపం గుహాశయం నిష్కలం అద్వితీయం. ఫార్ మీ దర్ ఇస్ నైదర్ ఎర్త్ నార్ వాటర్ నార్ ఫైర్ నార్ ఎయిర్ నార్ ఇన్ స్పేస్. సో రియలైజింగ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది పరమాత్మన్ హూ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద క్యావిటీ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్ ఇన్ ది మనస్ హూ ఇస్ వితౌట్ పార్ట్స్ అండ్ వితౌట్ అ సెకండ్ అద్వితీయం. The witness of all, Sakshi Chaitanyam, beyond both existence and non-existence. The person who realizes, he attains the very nature of Paramatman himself. So if the Upanishad should negate the world, it is only by means of mithya. And so the relationship between world and Brahman is satya mithya sambandha eva. Satyam Brahman is eternal. And mithya world also is eternal. And mithya world cannot stand on its own. It doesn't have an independent existence. Now he brings a Purvapakshi. Who Acharya brings a Purvapakshi here? Who is a Veda Abheda Vadi? We have introduced this term earlier. Veda Abheda Vadi. A person which existed in those days. Now also Veda Abheda Vada has been propounded by many acharyas like Bodhayana Acharya, Bhatrupapancha. We have already seen Bhatrupapancha earlier in some discussions. And Visishtadvaitam is very close to Veda Abheda Vada. And Shankaracharya never discusses Visishtadvaitam because it did not exist in that name at that time, at Shankara's time. But he discussed about Veda Abheda Vada. Veda Abheda Vada. Very close to Visishtadvaita. First, we will see what is their argument. Whose argument? Veda Vedavadi's argument. So in Chandogya Upanishad, in the 6th chapter, 1st section, 4th mantra, it says, Yatha somya ekena mritpindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnadakam syat vajarambanam vikaro namadeyam mritiketyeva satyam. By knowing a single lump of earth, you know all objects made of earth. All changes are mere words only. Vacharambanam vikaron, all vikaras. They are all vacharambanam only. Only name, mere words in name only. But earth alone is the reality. Like that for everyone, he gave the example. So in other words, it says, if you know a single thing made of earth, for instance, a pot, then you know all things made of earth. How? The word pot is merely a name. The real object is earth. Earth may assume different names and forms, but it remains the same earth. To understand the world, Shruti gives the gold and ornament example also. Also gives iron and iron product example. In the entire example, gold, the cause is modified to become various ornaments, bangles, ring, necklace, all that. And they argue gold actually changes or gets modified to become ornament. It is not superimposition. It is not unreal appearance. Brahman itself has modified to be universe according to Purvapakshis. All Veda, Abheda Vadis, they are all what they say, Brahma Parinamavadis. Karana Parinamavadis. And in this regard, they give another example also. This is a popular example of a tree to understand this better. They say, the Visishtadvaitin, they say, various parts of the tree modify to various things, branches, and out of the branches evolves the leaves, and out of them the flowers, and out of them the fruits, all that thing. And all these products are evolving from one tree. Similarly, from one tree like Brahman, all creations have evolved to be the universe. Karanam karya akarena parinamate. Ekam karanam aneka karya akarena parinamate. So karanam is ekam, is only one. Cause is one, tree is only one. But out of that one tree, have evolved so many things in branch form, leaf form, fruit form, flower form, all of them. And the next point they derive from this is, from the one tree example, since the leaves, etc., are the products of one tree, then they can be looked upon as parts of the tree. And all the products become then various parts of the one tree, one cause, the whole. It's the whole, W-H-O-L-E. So thus not only tree is cause, and tree is also the whole, and the branches are not only karyams, but they are also the avayavams, the organs, the limbs, or parts of the tree. Therefore, not that they have karya karana sambandha, they have avayava avayavi sambandha. The part and the whole. Avayavi is the whole tree. The parts are avayavas, the organs, the parts. So the next point, so the avayava avayavi sambandha is another one. And the next point they also derive is, if you understand it in this way, you can see that both Advaitam and Dvaitam are present in this. From the standpoint of the whole, it is Advaitam, one tree, because we say one tree. From the standpoint of branches, it is Anekam. And so, Eka Aneka Sambandha is there. Dvaita Advaita Sambandha, Beda Abeda Sambandha. They are all there. Therefore, karyam, karana drishtihi, avayavam, avayava drishtihi, vedam, abeda drishtihi, ardvaita, advaita drishti, both are there. Tree is one, branches are many. Which is correct now? Both are correct. Similarly, I am a human being. How many human beings am I? I am one person, so advaitam. But how many fingers do I have? I have 10 fingers. Dvaitam it is. Which is correct? Both are correct. Both are to be accepted. Do not reject any of them. Don't be uniform Advaitin or uniform Dvaitin, but be friendly with both. Thus be a Dvaita Advaitin or Visishta Dvaitin. Shankaracharya does not say, we say that. Therefore, Beda Visishta Abedaha. There is one Abeda in which non-difference of Veda means, in which there are so many Vedas are there as parts. This is the third point. Then the fourth point he gives is, when you look at the tree and the branches, the leaves, etc., you see both are equally real. Tree is also real, which is the karanam, avayavi, that is advaitam, and the dvaita avayava karyam is also real. And therefore, one should be accepted as reality. Why should you dismiss one of them as real? Which disturbs says the Visishta Advaitin. That is the problem. BS, whomsoever it is, please mute.
That's what it's not. Okay.
I don't know whomsoever it is.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Sorry.
He should mute everybody when we start. So one should be accepted as reality, and why should you dismiss one of them as unreal? Which disturbs?
You have to do what you have to do, what you can. Adoda Urtika, it matters. Not
somewhat. I don't know what they are signing up at all. Anyway, therefore, Ubaya Satyatva Vadaha. Ubaya means two. Ubaya, both are real means Ubaya Satyatva. So it is another name for Beda Abeda Vada. That is Advaitam Api Satyam. Advaitam also is real. Dvaitam Api Satyam. Dvaitam also is real. Beda and Abeda, both are Satyam. This is the fourth point.
So finally,
this Beda Abeda Vada in he says, this teaching alone is given by Vyasacharya by using the word Tad Ananyatva. So he comes to this sutra and says, Vyasacharya only gives Veda Abeda Vada. Because by saying Tad Ananyatvam, what Vyasacharya tries to say? The part cannot exist separate from the whole. The branches and leaves cannot exist separate from the tree. The hands, the fingers and legs, they cannot exist separate from the person, the whole. Therefore, Tat Ananyatvam does not mean Satyamitya Sambandha at all. That's what the Purvapakshi says. The Beda Abeda Vada. But it means what? Part to whole Sambandha. and part does not exist separate from the whole. Therefore, world is what? Part. Part of God. The world is a part of God. It is real or unreal? It is very much real. It is dual or non-dual? It is dual. Then what about non-duality? God is non-dual. And how does the world exist? The dualistic world exists as part of the non-dual God. See how correct he is and convincing. Why you unnecessarily bring a concept of mithya and confuse everyone? They are asking Vedantins. And not only that, he says, this particular approach is not my fancy at all. It is supported by the Shruti itself. Shruti very clearly talks about Advaitam. Shruti talks about Dvaitam also, because Shruti clearly talks about Advaitam and Dvaitam. For example, Nanta Pragyam, Na Bahish Pragyam, Na Ubhayata Pragyam, Na Pragyana Ghanam, Na Pragyam, Na Pragyam, Adrishtam, Avyavaharyam, Agrahyam, Alakshanam, Achintyam, Avyapadeshyam, Ekatma Pratyayasaram, Prapanchopashamam, Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam. Chaturtam manyante sa atmasa vijnayaha mandukya. We already said saw that particular thing in great discussion during our mandukya discussions. So Shruti talks about dvaitam also. Everywhere dvaitam is there. Tasmadva etasmadatmana akasha sambhutaha akashad vayuhu vayoragnihi agnerapaha. All these are what? All are dvaitam only, plurality only. And if that is not adequate, you go to Mundaka Upanishad. Dvasuparna sayuja sakaya samanam vriksham parishasvajate tayoranyaha pipalam swat vatyanansnan anyaha abhichagashiti. So very clearly dvaitam and advaitam are talked about in the Shrutis, in the Vedas. And not only that, even the part whole idea is mentioned in the Shruti. Visishtadvaitans talk about Ghataka Shrutis. They are called Ghataka Shrutis. Those Shruti statements that reconcile Dvaitam and Advaitam, called Ghataka Shrutis, in the form of part-whole relationship. And of course, Shankaracharya, he does not mention this in his Bhashyam. There are many Ghataka Shrutis. The entire Antaryami Brahmanama Bragadaranyaka Upanishad is considered as Ghataka Shruti only, in which Bhagavan is looked as the whole. Entire creation is seen as a part, and the whole, the total, the macrocosm is the antaryami. Antaryami of what? The part, the micro. Just as, for example, if you take America as a whole, is antaryami. The America as a whole is antaryami of what? Every state of United States. America is one country and all the states are all the parts. Of course, in the Bhagavad Gita also we saw Mamaiva amsho jiva loke jiva bhutas sanatanaha mana shashtani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. So antaryami brahmanam also is clearly there. Thus the Upanishad through Ghataka Shruti brings this relationship between dvaitam and advaitam as part and whole. Therefore Shruti sammati is there for veda abheda vada. Not only that, he also says the entire Karmakanda portion is also acceptable in the Veda Abheda Darshanam. If you are interested in Abheda part of the teaching, what you do? You can go to Jnanakanda. And if you are interested in the Veda part of the Darshanam, you go to Karmakanda. And you have to accept both Jnanakanda and Karmakanda. Both of them become Pramanam for you. If you reject Dvaitam, then Karmakanda gets rejected. That means you are rejecting part of the Vedas. That is an accusation he makes. Accusation. Therefore, Visishtadvaitin claims that they alone fully validate the Veda. And to see it in perspective, Dvaita philosophers validate Dvaitam and reject Advaitam. Advaita philosophers validate Advaitam and reject Dvaitam. Whereas we Visishtadvaitins validate the whole Veda. We keep Advaita to validate Jnanakanda part, and we keep Dvaitam to validate Karmakanda part. Therefore, they claim that the Dvaitin and the whole Veda is valued by us only. The Vishishta Advaitis. And he also says that Dvaitin and Advaitin mutilate the Veda, which is a papam. They even say it's a papam. Partial negation of the Veda. Veda is Shruti. You have to accept it in totality. Therefore, Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda become Pramanam. Dvaita Vakyam and Advaita Vakyams, Ghataka Shruti, etc., all of them become Pramanam. How wonderful it is. And not only that, lastly he says, if you reject Dvaitam and hold on to Advaitam only, you do another big injustice. And what is that? You negate your Pratyaksha Pramanam also, which is the most powerful and solid means of knowledge is Pratyaksha Pramanam, because all other Pramanams depend on Pratyaksha only. If you want inference, you need perceptual data. Anumanam, Upamanam, Arthapatti, they are postulates. So any Pramanam depends on Pratyaksha only. Even for Vedanta Pramanam to operate, you need Pratyaksha Pramanam. Namely, you, for example, you own your ears. They have to work properly if you have to listen to the lecture. And this powerful Jeshta Pratyaksha Pramanam reveals solid Dvaitam. Since it is clearly revealed, and whatever is clearly revealed by Pramana is to be accepted as Satyam. Therefore, the philosophy that accepts world as Satyam alone is the right philosophy according to them, because they accept something which is available for Pratyaksham. Because of all these reasons, Vishishtadvaitin, they says the Veda Veda Vati, they say that Vadam alone, that argument alone validates the Pratyaksha Pramana also. Whereas the Advaitin rejects Dvaita Prapancha, which is as good as rejecting the Pratyaksha Pramanam. And therefore, due to all these reasons, Tad Ananyatvam in this sutra should be interpreted as part-whole relationship only. Namely, part also is real, whole also is real. Never interpret as Satyam Mithya relationship. This is Veda Abeda Vada. Since it is so powerful and heavily based on Shastra also, Shankaracharya has to take pains to discuss that, and therefore he gives elaborate discussion of this Vada, which we will see now, part of it at least. Imagine now, who are all around there? Vyasacharya is standing, and in front of him, he has got the Sankhya philosopher, Yoga philosopher, Nyaya philosopher, Vaisheshika philosopher, all of them are standing in front of him. And behind Vyasacharya, who is standing? Shankaracharya is standing. And a Veda Abeda Vadi Vishishtadvaitin, Ramanujacharya is standing. And Shankaracharya, both of them, Ramanujacharya and Shankaracharya, both of them, they follow Vyasacharya. So all the four, except Vyasa, they argue, Vyasa and Sishyas, they argue that the world is a product of matter. It is born out of Achetana Prakriti. Insentient Prakriti. And Vyasa alone claims that the world is not a product of matter, but it is a product of consciousness. He alone is a Chedana Karanavadi, sentient. And this consciousness alone is called Brahman. And therefore, Vyasacharya says, Jagat Brahma Karyam Bhavati. The world is an effect from Brahma as the Karanam. Brahman, not Chaturmukha Brahma. The world is a product of Brahman. And the next question is, when you say Brahman is a product of the world is a product of Brahman, what is the significance of the word Brahma Karanam? Is this Sutra Vyasacharya, in this Sutra, he redefines Brahma Karyatvam as Brahma Ananyatvam. When he says world is Brahma Karyam, the Brahma Karyatvam, as Vyasacharya in this sutra defines it as Brahma Ananyatvam. Brahma Karyatvam Nama Brahma Ananyatvam. Therefore, Tad Ananyatvam means Brahma Ananyatvam. So Vyasacharya says, by saying, that means Brahma, that means. So he says, by saying the world is a product of Brahman, what we really mean is, world is not away from Brahman. World is non-different from Brahman is the significance. Tad Ananyatvam means, the world is non-different from Brahman. And when he says this, all the four philosophers, Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshikas, all of them, they disappear. When he says, world is not different from Brahman, all four of them disappear. Now the discussion is between who? Two Shishyas only of Vyasacharya, namely Shankaracharya and Ramanujacharya. And this is the internal discussion between Shankaracharya and Advaitin and Ramanujacharya, the Veda Abeda Vada. And both of them agree with Vyasa. Jagat is Brahma Karyam, both of them agree. And both of them agree that world is Brahma Ananyam, non-different from Brahma. Anyam Ananyam, non-different from Brahma. Now only the problem starts. What do you mean by Brahma Ananyatvam? Non-different. What is the significance of the expression Tad Ananyatvam? World is non-different from Brahman, because the sutra says Tad Ananyatvam. And Shankaracharya has interpreted that Brahma Ananyatvam Nama Brahmani Adhyastvam. Adhyastatvam. Brahma Ananyatvam is equal to superimposed on Brahman. Adhyastatvam means superimposed on Brahman, Brahmani. It is like our snake, for example, snake rope example, which is not away from rope. The snake is not away from rope or non-different from rope. Therefore, sarpasya rajju ananyatvam nama rajjau adhyastatvam, or technically rajju vivartatvam, difference. So tad ananyatvam nama tad vivartatvam or tad adhyastatvam. Superimposed, adhyastatvam is superimposed. Which means world is of a lesser order of reality. Therefore, per Advaitin, Brahma Ananyatvam means world enjoys a degree of reality which is less than Brahman's. So world does not exist separate from Brahman. That's what Advaitin interprets them as. This is called Brahma Ananyatvam. So Tad Ananyatvam is interpreted by Advaitins as Brahma Ananyatvam, its incapacity to exist separately from the world. Exactly, like for example, dream is not capable of existing separate from the waker, and snake is not able to exist separately from the rope. So it is meant by Tad Ananyatvam. And by way of interpreting in this manner, what does Shankaracharya do? He says, world is mithya. That is his conclusion. Therefore, Tad Ananyatvam of the sutra is equal to Tat Vivartatvam is equal to Tat Adhyastatvam is equal to Mithyatvam is the interpretation of the word Tad Ananyatvam by Advaitins. Now, Beda Beda Vasi, what does he say? He says, actually, he is close to Vishishta Advaita. He says, no. He refutes. Tad Ananyatvam does not mean Tad Vivartatvam or Tad Adhyastatvam. But it means world does not exist separate from Brahman. It is not superimposed or any of those. It does not exist separate from Brahman can only mean world is part of Brahman. When you say world cannot exist separate from Brahman, it means only world is part of Brahman. Tad Avayavatvam, it is a part, it's an organ. Tad Ananyatvam Nama, Tad Avayavatvam. Tad Ananyatvam Nama, with the name of Tad Ananyatvam, it only means Tad Avayavatvam. It's part of the Brahman. Or Tad Visheshanatvam. You can take it also as an attribute of Brahman, Visheshanam. Because part cannot exist separate from the whole. And Visheshanam means property that cannot exist separate from the substance. Similarly, world is either part of property of Brahman, either part of property, it can be anything, whatever you want to say. Whether the world is taken as part or as a property is as real as Brahman, is their argument. World, whether you take it as part of Brahman, as property of Brahman, it is as real as Brahman. That is the crucial difference. Part is as real as whole. The branch of a tree is as real as the tree. My fingers are part of parts of me. They are as real as me. Therefore, world is not of a lesser order of reality at all. It is as real as Brahman. So if you take world as a property also, property is also as real as the substance. If you take the red color of a cloth, it's as real as the cloth. No doubt, red color cannot exist separate from the cloth. Property cannot remain separate from the substance, but the property and substance are of equal order of reality. That is the Veda Vedavadi's argument. Similarly, the world, if taken as the part of Brahman, it is part of the whole Brahman. And if the world is taken as an attribute of Brahman, the property of Brahman, the attribute cannot remain separate from Brahman. Therefore, we cannot say that the world is of a lesser order of reality. Who says? Veda Vedavadi says. World should be taken as satyam only. There is one Brahman as part of non-duality. And that is the world with Vedas. They are part of Brahman. So they are called Veda Abedavadi. And we have Shruti support both in favor of Advaitam and Dvaitam. Dvaitam as part of Advaitam, is as part of Advaitam. Antaryami Brahmanam Abhragadaranyaka Upanishad is seen to support the Veda Abhedavada. Dvaitam and Advaitam have been reconciled. And not only world is part of Brahman, but also Jivaha too is part of Brahman, all Jivas. This view has the support from Bhagavad Gita also, 15th chapter that we already saw. Jiva is also part of Brahman. Jagat is also part of Brahman. And Brahman is non-dual Advaita. When the part is real, the whole is real. That has been confirmed by Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in 2nd chapter, 1st section, 20th mantra. Satyasya satyam, satyasya satyam. It was a very big discussion we had at that time. Satyasya satyam iti pranavai satyam tesha mesha satyam. This particular mantra, we spend a lot of time to understand this mantra. Satyasya satyam, that terminology. Lord is also satyam, and Lord is defined as satyasya satyam and not mithya prapanchasya satyam. In this, everything will become valid. So, karma kanda talking about karma is valid. Jnana kanda talking about jnanam is valid. And pratyaksha anubhava of duality also will be valid. So, this is the poser of Purvapaksha in the form of Visishtadvaitin and Veda Abhedavadim of the times of Shankaracharya and Vyasacharya. Now comes the turn of the Vedantins to defend against the Veda Abhedavadis. All these charges. They have all put on the Advaitins and now they have to defend. Actually, there will be 11 Shruti contradictions of Veda Abhedavada is accepted. And 9 of them are brought out here and 2 elsewhere Shankaracharya brings. So we will see those 11. The Shruti Virodha in Veda Abhedavada. Contradiction for that. Number 1. Nirvikara Shruti Virodha. I'm going to enumerate all the 11 contradictions. So first one we will take, Nirvikara Shruti Virodaha. We'll explain that. What do the Veda Abhedavadi says? They compare Brahman to a tree, as I told you earlier. And they say, from the tree, leaves, branches, etc., they evolve and they are true and parts of the tree also. Similarly, from Brahman, Jagat, the world evolves, and they say branches are part of the tree, so also the various creations are part of Brahman only. And they say branches are real, and therefore world also is real, is their approach. we answer that. What do we say? Tree can evolve into branches, leaves, and all that thing because the tree is subject to modification. It is Savikara. Tree, gold, they are all subject to modifications. Tree can produce real branches, real fruits, real leaves by undergoing parinama or modification, vikara. Because in parinama vada, cause and effect are equally real. But you cannot extend the theory to Brahman because Brahman cannot undergo any modification to evolve into the real world. So real akasha, real vayu and all that thing, which means the same order of reality. Because the Shruti defines Brahman in Kathopanishad as what? We have seen this. First chapter, second section, 18th mantra. Najayate mriyate va vipaschit nayam kutaschin nabhubhuva kaschit ajo nityaha shashvatoyam puranaha nahanyate hanyamane sharire. This is called the Nirvikara Shruti. So you, that means the Shruti Vakyam, Veda Vakyam, talking about Nirvikara. So you cannot talk about Brahma Parinama Vada at all. It is not acceptable. Because Brahmanaha Nirvikaratvad, Brahman is Nirvikar. So he has no modification, cannot change. So tree Parinama Vada is acceptable because tree can change. Then Veda Vadi asks the question. Very interesting all this. How you can say Parinama Vada is not acceptable? How do you say that? And he gives three examples from Kathopanishad itself, Chandogya Upanishad itself. First example is the clay modifying into pot that we already saw. Yathasomme ekena mrutpindena sarvamrunmayam vijnatakam syat vacharambanam vikaro namade mrutyiketyeva satya. And the second example is the gold modifying to become ornaments. And the third one is iron modifying into various utensils and all that. Now the Brahma Parinamavadi argues that all the three examples talk of the cause modifying to become the effect. Whether it is the clay or gold or iron, all of them, they are the cause. They modify to various effects. And they are not given the Raju Sarva example, which is a convenient Advaitin according to them. Raju Sarva means the rope snake example. According, it is not given in any Shruti. It is the convenient example by the Advaitins according to them. It is not given anywhere. So he argues, rope snake example is your own invention, you Advaitins. And Shruti gives the example of pot, ornaments, utensils, all of them, where the Parinama or modification theory is talked about. All are Parinama Vadas. Parinama Vada means cause modifying. All supports Parinama Vada only. If the modification is not there, the potter need not do anything. So also the case of the gold and iron. The three examples prove the Brahma Parinama Vada only. Brahman modifying. And Sangaracharya says, you say all three are Parinami and so Brahman is also Parinami. And Sangaracharya says, all the three examples are Achetana Vastu only. Whether you take clay, whether you take gold, or whether you take iron, all the examples you quote, all of them are Achetana Vastu. They are insentient. Clay, gold and iron is all Achetana Karanam. And will you accept Brahman is Achetanam? Shankaracharya asked them. Further, the Purvapaksha answers that even though Karanam is Achetanam, Karanam means the clay in the example. The clay, the gold and all that thing, they are Achetanam. That part of the example you don't take, he tells. And that is not intended by the Shruti. He says, don't take that part of the example. That is not intended by the Shruti. Shruti declares Brahman is Chetanam. And so Achetanatva part of the example, you should not take it. That is what the Veda Vedavadi's argument to Advaita. And Shankaracharya says, Shruti says Brahman is Nirvikar, doesn't undergo any change, modification. And since Brahman is Nirvikaram, from the example, do not take the changing part of the example. Accept Brahman as Karanam. If you are saying the other way, I also will say like this. Accept Brahman as Karanam. And it should be changeless, Vivarta Karanam. Even though the examples are parinami part of the example, you should not take because it is shruti viruddham. Where Brahman cannot go through modification. Shruti viruddham it is. Exactly like what? The achetanatva part of the example you don't take. Similarly, I don't want to take the achetanatva part also of Brahman. Parinami part also. Therefore, Brahma Parinama Vada is incorrect. And tree evolving, etc. is okay. Yeah, they are all achetana. Same is not acceptable to Brahman. So the first defect is what? Nirvikaram Shruti Virodaha. And the second one, which Shruti Vakyam Kathopanishad 1 to 18 is what we use to establish this Nirvikara Shruti Virodha. And the second dosha is Nir Avayava Shruti Virodaha. They all talked about the pot hole and all that. So in Brahma Parinama Vada or Veda Veda Vada, world and Jiva are taken as organs of Brahman. They use the word organic whole. this is an idiom in all this, many of these books. Organic whole. I am one whole person consisting of organs which are part of mine. Similarly, they say Veda or division is part of one Brahman. This is their statement. For which Shankaracharya says, Shruti very clearly says, Brahman is Niravayavam. Brahman doesn't have parts. That is why Akasha Drishtanta is often given. So Vishwadaram Gagana Sadrisham. In Mandukya Upanishad, Mandukya Karika, Gaudapada Acharya says in 3.7, Advaita Prakarana, in that particular section, he says, Na Akashasya Gatakashaha, Vikara Vayavo Yatha, Naivatmana Sada Jivaha, Vikara Vayavo Yatha. Space in a pot is neither an evolved effect nor a part of the all pervading space. So too, the jiva, the ego, the hankara is neither evolved from nor is a part of Brahman. That is what this particular Vakyam, the Gaudapada Acharya Karika says. Akasha does not have parts and whole. Avayava and avayavi. Part is avayava, whole is avayavi. And Brahman is compared to Akasha, which means Brahman does not have part also. And where is this mentioned? For everything, we will go one example we will give. And interested, a person who is interested, they can find other things also. In Mundaka Upanishad, in the second Mundaka, and in the second Mundaka, second section, there is ninth mantra, it says, Hiranmaye Pare Koshe Virajam Brahma Nishkalam. We have seen this sloka also earlier. Hiranmaye Pare Koshe Virajam Brahma Nishkalam. Tat Shubram Jyotisham Jyotihi Tad Yadatmam Vido Viduho. So Kala means the avayam, is a part. So Brahman is said Nishkalam. Kala. So Brahman is said to be Nishkala. That means you cannot say world and Jiva are part of Brahman. Because Brahman is Nishkala. This is the second contradiction. And the third one is what? Nityatva Shruti Virodaha. When the world and Jiva or Veda is taken as part of Brahman, we say Brahman is Savayavam, endowed with parts. Avayavas are limbs. And Brahman will become what then? Will become Anityam. Because there is a law. What is the law? Yadyat Savayavam Tattat Anityam. Whatever has got parts, Avayavas, they will disintegrate, die. Look at the world. Anything is Savayavam and Anityam. So in fact, if you go one step further, we say in Vedanta, Akasha being Anitya, how? It is also subject to birth only. Akasha is also subject to birth. So what is subject to birth also is subject to death. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. Akasha is also subject to birth and therefore subject to death. And the Vedantin's argument is, even Akasha has sukshma avayavam. Subtle body, subtle parts. That is why Einstein talks about bent akasha. I hope my physicists might know more. Bent akasha. Akasha is bending, it seems. You don't understand anyway. So when there is a huge mass like the black hole, which is excessively dense also, he says akasha is bending. And therefore, light appears to bend also. So many theories are all there. And akasha is expanding. And from this, it is very clear that even akasha is anityam, changes, because savayava, endowed with parts, organs or limbs. And if Brahman also has got avayavas, organs or parts, then we will say savayavam Brahma anityam also. Why? Savayavat, ghatavat, like part only. And you cannot say, let Brahman be anityam, because Shruti says Brahman is nityam. You cannot say, let Brahman be anityam. You cannot say, it will be Shruti Virodha. Therefore, the third contradiction is nityatvam Shruti Virodha. According to your argument, nityatva Shruti, that will be contradicted, negated by you. That's not correct. And what is the nityatva Shruti that Acharya has in mind? The same Kathopanishad, first adhyaya, second canto, the 18th mantra. Na jayate mriyate vaapipasthite, na ayam kutaschen na babuva kaschite, ajo nityaha shashvatakim puranaha, na hanyate hanyamane sharite. Same mantra. And the third one is satyatvam shruti virodaha. We saw nityatva shruti virodaha earlier. Now it is satyatvam shruti virodaha. So if you take the Chandogya Upanishad vakyam, that itself, which we are analyzing in this adhikaranam, what is that? Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrityiketyeva satyam. That is the vakyam we are analyzing. It says one clay alone modifies and becomes varieties of earth and wear parts and all that. And all the parts are all nothing but something initiated out of our tongue. Vacharambanam. Every part is a name initiated by your tongue. And then the Upanishad makes a very important statement. Mrityika ityeva satyam. Clay alone is reality. By which the Shruti wants to point out that karanam eva satyam. What does it mean? For example, if there are two people, and if I say this person is intelligent, so even if I don't say anything about the other person, he will really feel bad or not. And still worse, if I say this person eva only is intelligent, what more snappy can be that the other person? Therefore, by saying eva, mrityika eva, I am doing vyavartam, or exclusion of the other person. Therefore, in the example itself, the Upanishad says karanam eva satyam, excluding karyam from the satyam list. Which means karyam is na satyam, it is mithya. And then what is karyam then? It is only namadeyam, name, for name's sake only. It has only verbal or nominal existence. It doesn't have substantiality, it is mithya. So having this, said all this, at the level of example, later when the Upanishad talks about atma, the Upanishad, it remembers the same thing. And it says, Aidadatmyam idagum sarvam tat satyam sa atma tatvamasi shveta keto. So in that place, the Upanishad says, tat satyam. Tat means that one. That one means the karanam, namely the sadeva somya idamagra asi, that karanam Brahman alone is satyam. And the Upanishad positively emphasizes, indirectly telling that this world is of a lesser order of reality. It means mithya. Otherwise, why should the Shruti say tat satyam? This satyatva Shruti, which occurs in Chandogya, 6th chapter, 1st section, mrityiketyeva satyam. So mrityiketyeva, that just know me, right? And also in 6th chapter, 8th section, 7th mantra also, Aidadatmyam idam sarvam, idam sarvam, tat satyam, sa atmam, tattvamasi, shvetaketo. So sixth chapter, first section at the level of example, and sixth chapter, eighth section, seventh mantra of Chandogya is the drishtanta level. So drishtante api karanam satyam karyam mithya. So drishtante api karanam is satyam, karyam is mithya. So drishtante api karanam satyam karyam mithya iti shrutihi vadati. Therefore, this will be contradicted if the world is taken as satya. So here Shruti makes it clear that we see all these forms before us. They are constantly changing. But that which we cannot see, which is the essence of everything, it does not change. And that is our real identity. That thou art, tat tvam asi. This is the final message that Vedanta has to give. So that self, that essence, that pure spirit is your real identity. Therefore, this will be contradicted if the world is taken as satyam. This is the fourth argument. We will see the fifth and the further contradiction, the other contradictions in the next class. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्तिः 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 श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायणः।